You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Well, welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, April 16th show. I'm here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one show and one week at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, the show number 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Andy Landis, nationally known author, speaker, again, my go-to guy on everything Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And we're going to talk about the last call for file suspend strategy. And you know what? I really love, Andy, having you in the show is you're always coming in right at the right time to make sure my listeners are prepared for everything that they need to do and know in your arena. So thanks for coming back and
thank you. Great
me.
To be here. And we are just in time for file and suspend. Yeah.
We are just in time
last
for it.
Last call.
A little bit of background about Andy. Andy is one of the nation's foremost authorities on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and in high demand. He's an author, speaker, and consultant. Andy has Social Security experience spanning 37 years, gained while working at Social Security Administration, AARP, multinational corporations like Boeing, and his own practice, Thinking Retirement. He is the author of the book Social Security, The Inside Story, and he's got a copy of his book right here, and When I Retire, both of available on Amazon. I highly encourage you to go get those if you're interested in anything regarding Social Security. He is a regular blogger for the Wall Street Journal Market Watch site on TV. He's been appeared on Fox Business News and PBS and is a frequent guest on radio, one my show just being one of many.
Right here.
Yeah. And he travels in the United States making sense of Social Security. He has worked with pre-retirees and retirees for 38 years, his first Social Security and then at Boeing, as I discussed. And he gets raving reviews from the public and financial professions because of his how he makes Social Security fun. And you are clear and fun when you share your message.
At my best, I guess. Yeah.
So, Andy, let's go ahead and start out with file and suspend. What is it?
Okay, that's what I've called zombie Social Security in the past. And it's pretty simple. It's a tactic or strategy to increase your Social Security payout, especially if you're married. It can be pretty powerful.
So why is the last call for file and suspend?
Because Congress did something last November. Last November, Congress passed the Bipartisan Budget Act. And that stripped away most of the advantages of file and suspend. And as far as the deadline goes, it's the last call because the deadline is April 30. The new rules take effect. And it's kind of right in our face now.
So. Yeah, perfect timing. So, Andy, how does file and suspend work under the old rules?
Ah, the better rules, the old rules. Yeah, let's say I file for Social Security at 66, but I can suspend my payments at the same time, file and suspend. And that gives me three rewards. One, my payments increase while they're suspended, and they can go up 32% between 66 and 70, which is pretty cool. Second, my spouse and even my children can draw Social Security on my work record even while it's suspended. And third, at any time up to 70, I could go back and change my mind and say, give me the money that I suspended after all.
Wow.
And they'd pay me in a lump sum. So three rewards for doing that. Doesn't work for everybody, but for a lot of people, it can mean extra money in their pocket.
So, Andy, let's go ahead and roll right over to the new rules.
Okay. Under the new rules, anybody that requests file and suspend after April 29, so starting April 30, you can still suspend your payments, but you only get the first of the three rewards. Your payments do increase while they're suspended, but any family members getting paid on your work record, their payments stop too. It's
Got
like
it.
Throwing off the master power switch on a house. Everybody on that circuit gets shut off. And I can't go back and collect those suspended payments if I change my mind. So they pretty much stripped it clean.
Okay. So Andy, is there anybody that qualifies for the old rules?
Yeah. And that's important. It's based on the date that you request that suspension. So you might be 67, 68. getting Social Security, if you request suspension before April 30, you're under the old rules, which are better.
Okay.
And even if you file, if you're already 66 by April 29 and you file for Social Security really fast here, you'd be under the old rules. So anybody that requests suspension even one day after April 29, you're under the new rules. And there's no spousal payments and no lump sum payouts.
So again, timing is just crucial to understand what those deadlines are. So Andy, can you give my listeners an example?
Okay, let's start with the old rules. Let's take a couple, call them Paul and Ruth, like the old Lassie show. Paul's Social Security, let's say, is 900. Tina, what do you think? Should we make Ruth the principal earner in this family?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
definitely.
I thought you'd say that. Okay, so Ruth's Social Security, let's say, is 2,000. So his is 900, hers is 2,000. At 66, Ruth, the bigger earner, files and suspends, and that opens the door to Paul getting a $1,000 spousal payment, which is more than he would have gotten on his own. He would have gotten 900 on his own. And at 70, Ruth's payment starts up at $2,640. That's 132% of her old $2,000 payment. So they had that $1,000 payment coming in for the first 4 years. That's $48,000 that they might have left on the table if they didn't know about this. And it can be more than that. Under the new rules, Paul could not get that spousal payment while Jane's payments are suspended. All he could get was his own $900. Oh, and by the way, his payment was growing, too, if he did every possible strategy during those 4 years, his payment would grow to almost $1,200 while he's drawing the spousal payment. So there's all kinds of cool stuff you can do with that.
So, Andy, I would imagine that it can get a little confusing with the rural change.
Driving me crazy, Tina.
And it's driving you crazy. I'm sure it's driving a lot of people crazy.
A lot of people are confused. I've been hearing from people who say, oh, there's no more spousal payments after April 29. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll say, oh, I can't even file. I can't suspend payments whatsoever after April 29. Lots of confusion, partly because at the same time that Congress changed the suspension rules, they also changed some spousal rules. So everybody thinks April 29 is the deadline for everything, and it's not. It only applies to suspension requests.
So people can still suspend after the 29th, and is there a reason for them to do that?
Yes, and even financial advisors don't know that you can still suspend, but you only get the first of the benefits, but there's still some good uses for it. So I don't know. Here's a couple of examples. Let's take good old John and Marcia from the old radio shows, and let's say they started their Social Security a few years ago. They're getting their Social Security. And then at 67, let's say they come into some money.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be anything. Maybe they got a cool job, or maybe they got an inheritance, or they won the lottery, or whatever. They've got some more money. They don't need the Social Security right now. Well, they're 67 now. They could suspend their payments from 67 to 70, mm-hmm. and it's going to grow because they don't need it.
Yep.
And then at 70, their Social Security starts up. And if it was suspended for 3 years, it's going to be 24% bigger for the rest of both of their lives. So that's a bonus that's going to pay off for many years. Here's another one that really blows the minds when I talk to financial advisors. Let's take a couple, Bob and Betty, with a teenager. Let's call her Kathy. And Bob's Social Security is only $1,000 a month, so it's pretty low.
Okay.
But at 62, Bob retires and he draws his Social Security. Well, he took it early, so it's going to be reduced. He's only going to get $750. But that opens the door for the teenager, Kathy, to get a $500 payment until she's out of high school. So later, when Bob turns 66, Kathy has graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. She's not eligible anymore. But together, they've gotten $60,000 front-loaded into their Social Security in those first 4 years. Again, they might have left that behind. Now, Bob never wanted that reduced payment. So what he does now is he suspends his payments from 66 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
They go up by 32%. His 750 turns into 990, which is basically what he would have gotten paid if he waited till 66.
Yeah, geez.
So he's basically front-loaded $60,000 in his pocket while he had a child in the household. And he's wiped out the reduction for early filing.
Okay.
So that's
huge.
Perfectly legitimate under the new rules.
Okay.
Anybody could do it.
So, Andy, is there still time to get the better old rules?
If you really hurry, and the problem is if you call Social Security today, they'll say, oh, we can talk to you in a month.
Yeah.
And that's going to be too late. So what I've been telling people is to go onto the Social Security website, ssa.gov, and file an online application. If you're already 66, go ahead and file online, and in remarks, write down that you want to suspend your payments. Or if you're already on Social Security, give them a call and say, please suspend my payments. So you can do it still.
Okay. Any other resources, Andy, you can share with my listeners?
Yeah. First, you got to know whether this is the right move for you. So go on to an online calculator from a company called Financial Engines. It's already updated and it's free.
Okay.
So Google Financial Engines Social Security Calculator and run your numbers through it and see if they recommend suspending.
Okay.
And there's just general information on my website. There's blogs, videos, links to my book, Social Security, The Inside Story, all at my website, AndyLandis.biz, B-I-Z.
As I close out my time here with you, Andy, any last thoughts that you'd like to leave with my listeners?
Yeah, a lot of people, first of all, Social Security is your biggest source of retirement income for most people, and it pays to check it out. You don't just blindly go into it. Definitely put a little time into planning, ask a few questions, learn a little bit, and maybe you could get tens of thousands of dollars more out of that system that you already paid for.
Got it. And Andy, I got to ask you, can you still hear people say that Social Security is going away? How do you answer that?
It's not going to go away. If Congress does nothing until 2034, Social Security would have to suffer about a 20% pay cut.
Okay.
I think they're going to fix that. But even if they don't, that's a
worse.
20% pay cut. That's your worst case. Yeah. So that's 2034. You bet. Thank you.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, are you ready to compete in today's real estate environment? You need to be prepared to waive contingencies. What are they? What are your risk versus your benefits? Lori Way with Coldwell Banker Bain right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.